Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. There will be no peace on Earth if we continue to be violent towards all other animals. That is the start of this song and music video called Our Planet, There's Two by Bart Park, and in Poland, Mike Ohio and Struskaya. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. This song, Our Planet, Theirs Too. The translation from Polish to English can be found on the video channel of Our Planet, Theirs Too.
Wieczorem przewidywane burze piaskowe, a każde ziarenko to jeden krzyk. O świcie możliwe miejscowe zamiecie, wiatr na złych głoszcze drobinkami krzywd. A wył będzie głośno, tak głośno, że wlecie, nadal się będzie niósł echem przez świat. Trzy, dwa,
in this episode, I'm featuring some of the recordings from the National Animal Rights Day that was held in a total of 95 cities worldwide. A couple weeks ago, I announced this upcoming event, and at that time, there was 84, and by the time June 7th came around, it was 95 cities involved. And here I would like to share a recording from the NARD, which is National Animal Rights Day, the first one in the USA, which was in 2011, founded by Alam Orion. And here's a recording from 2011. And then we'll go into more recordings from 2026 in India.
We're here at the north side of Union Square Park in New York City at a very historic event. It's called Our Planet, Theirs Too. And it's actually the first National Animal Rights Day, June 5th. This is a big event that celebrates animals and the planet and how humans can live with both in peace and harmony. And we really want to show people that another world is possible.
There's actually a food stand and you can try vegan turkey, vegan meats, and vegan ice cream they had so far. My whole life, I've been vegan. At one point, when I was five or six, I changed to vegetarian because I really wanted to eat different sorts of desserts because I have a sweet tooth. But I realized that you can make just as delicious vegan desserts. And so I changed back to being vegan. I have actually two vegans at my school. I changed two of my friends, and one's kind of like teetering. The most common thing's just like, what do you eat? Do you only eat vegetables? They're like, how do you live off of that? And they think that, you know, I'm so unhealthy because I'm eating this stuff. But no, it's healthy. Everything has protein in it, and if not, more protein. And the foods are really great for you, and they taste really great. So it's just a lot of misunderstanding.
We started the event with a requiem ceremony for the billions of animals that die at the hands of humanity every year in different industries. And then we transitioned to a big festival that showcases the alternatives that exist already. All these alternatives that are being made not using animals and not hurting animals in any way. And they're amazing and they're great. And we want to show everybody, people who don't know about them, that they exist and how great they are. And we really want to show people that another world is possible.
There will be no peace on earth if we continue to be violent towards all other animals. There will be no peace on earth if we continue to be violent towards all other animals. That is the start of this song and music video called Our Planet, Theirs Too by Bart Hart. And in Poland, Mike Ohio and Struskaya. On the video channel of Our Planet, Theirs Too for the full English translation of all the lyrics. Our Planet, Theirs Too. Do you feel their heartbeat? Do you feel their will to live in every one of them? They want to live. Let them live. By evening, sandstorms rising, every grain a single cry. At dawn, the winds will lash us with the fragments of their pain, and the howl will echo loudly, so loudly, through the sky. Even in the summer, it will still remain. Video images are from National Animal Rights Day, Warsaw, 2022. Our planet, theirs too. Go vegan. Because it's our planet. There's two. And thank you. Great. A round of applause for you all. Wow, that was really powerful. End quote.
I dziękuję! Super! Brawo dla was! Wow, to było naprawdę mocne.
That recording was from Animal Rights Day in Poland. Next up is NARD 16, National Animal Rights Day, in Hyderabad, India. The activist is narrating a theatrical performance in the street.
Cows and mother buffaloes produce milk only after giving birth. There is no milk without motherhood. Every glass of milk begins with a mother and her baby. And today we are about to witness that story. Here we see a mother cow who has just given birth to two calves. One is a female calf and one is a male calf. Look at her as she lovingly cleans them, protects them, and feeds them. To her, there is no difference between her son and her daughter. She loves them equally. She wants to raise them, nurture them, and watch them grow. But the dairy industry sees these two babies very differently. And now the dairy farmers arrive.
In this scene, the dairy farmer is abducting the babies, the bull calf and the heifer, and separating them from their mother.
The mother cries for her babies. The babies cry for their mother, but their cries do not matter. The separation has already begun. Now let us follow the journey of the male calf. Because he is a male, he will never produce milk. To the dairy business, he's considered unprofitable. Male calves are killed at a very young age as they are of no use to the dairy farmer. Male calves are killed at a very young age as they are of no use to the dairy farmer. Their skins are ripped from their body and used to create calf replica skins, often called khal bachcha or dummy calves. Watch what happens now. The real baby is gone, but a replica made from his skin is placed near the grieving mother cow. The mother cow cannot understand what has happened. She sees what appears to be her baby. She sniffs him, she nuzzles him, and believing her calf is still nearby, she lets down her milk. And this is how we trick the mother cows and buffaloes. Milk that was meant for her child, milk that will now be sold for profit. This is not motherhood. This is exploitation of motherhood. Now let us look at the female calf. Brother, she's allowed to live, not because she's loved, but because she's valuable. She's separated from her mother and tied away. She's given only enough milk to keep her alive. As time passes, she is raised to become the next milk-producing machine. Years go by. The little calf grows into a mother herself now. She now has babies of her own, and the cycle begins again. Now let's look at the original mother cow.
National Animal Rights Day. Hyderabad, India. The activist is narrating a theatrical performance in the street.
Her body is tired. Years of pregnancy and milk production have taken a toll on her. She is no longer producing enough milk. And now that she is no longer profitable, she is no longer wanted. Watch as she is sold away. The same mother who spent her entire life producing milk is now sent to slaughter. Her flesh will be sold as beef. Her skin will become leather. Nothing about her life was ever truly her own. And now we see a customer entering a shop.
Ab protein kam ho gaya mera sharir mein. I want some beef. Give me 2 kilo beef. I like beef. Eating beef, it is very yummy and delicious. Jaldi do, mujhe bahut bhook laga. I want to eat my meat.
The customer buys milk. The customer buys leather.
Jaru. Okay, thank you so much.
Like most people, the customer sees only products. They do not see the mother who lost her babies. They do not see the male calf who never got a chance to live. They do not see the years of confinement, separation, and exploitation. They still see milk, leather, and beef. But these industries are deeply connected. The dairy industry creates the calves, the leather industry profits from their skins, the meat industry profits from their bodies. Milk is equal to beef, is equal to leather. Every packet of milk has a story, every leather product has a story, every piece of beef has a story. And that story begins with a mother and her child being separated. As this scene comes to an end, we ask only one question. If we would never accept this treatment for a mother and a child in our own families, why do we accept it for theirs? Thank you.
National Animal Rights Day, June 7th, 2026, Hyderabad, India. That recording is from the Telugu 70mm YouTube channel. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Now, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Much thanks for tuning in. I'm featuring the worldwide vegan event, NARD 16, National Animal Rights Day, that was held all around the world in 95 cities. We'll be taking a short break, and we will continue with our program. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We just heard the NARD, National Animal Rights Day, a march that was held in India. Many, many cities in India had this event, and we're hearing the recording from Hyderabad, India. The next speaker that we'll hear is someone who I'm very impressed with. She walked up to the stage, and she's a very petite young woman. She's very beautiful in her hijab and long dress and so sweet. And then her speech is big and powerful. Enjoy.
We, the free and vegans of Telangana, we animal activists have gathered here to commemorate the lives lost as a part of National Animal Rights Day. So animals are the sentient beings. They also feel aggression and everything just like we humans do. So just because we feel that we are supreme over them and torturing them for whole life for our basic needs, which already have plant-based alternatives, is unethical and completely unacceptable. Animals deserve freedom just like us. Animals have families just like us. Animals need to live. They have right to live just like us. They feel pain just like us. We also see many people loving cats and dogs at the same time being a part of all these industries that show a lot of cruelty to animals. So I just want to request, please stop speciesism and go vegan. Go vegan for the animals, because it's our planet, it's their too. We all share the same planet and we should learn to coexist with them. Also, I want to add a little note on veganism. Mostly people think veganism is only about food. No, it includes every aspect of your life, like what we wear. In addition to food, like clothes, our accessories, our bags, our sandals, and the cosmetics and shampoos, everything what we use in life. So every little activity of what we are doing in our everyday life has a lot of torture done to an individual that we as humans can't even expect. So I just want to request, go vegan for the animals, stop speciesism. Why to be a part of cruelty when we have so many plant-based alternatives available? Go vegan for the animals, it's our planet, it's theirs too. Thank you. Humans loving one species like cats or dogs, still being a part of cruelty inflicted to other species of animals in dairy, poultry and other industries. Loving one species and completely normalizing this cruelty done to other species is speciesism. It's hypocrisy, because injustice, pain and suffering is same in all the sentient beings irrespective of their species. So today, on the occasion of National Animal Rights Day, I would like to use this opportunity and request every single person listening to this, please stop speciesism and go vegan. Go vegan for the animals. Live and let animals live. We all are a group of vegans since years, and we all are pretty much healthy and alive. We fight for animal rights because we don't see animals as commodities to be benefited from. We see animals just like individuals, and we will keep fighting for their rights until every single animal is free from suffering and abuse. because we believe it's our planet, theirs too. The expensive food, plants feel pain, traditions, proteins, taste, food chain are all excuses. And let me be very loud and clear, there is no excuse for animal abuse. Thank you.
National Animal Rights Day, June 7th, 2026, Hyderabad, India. That recording is from the Telugu 70mm YouTube channel. Here's another one of the speakers.
Good morning, everyone. Today is National Animal Rights Day, a day of remembrance for billions of animals who never got the chance to live the lives they wanted. And perhaps the saddest part is that most of them are never even remembered. They are born, used, and forgotten. Animal exploitation is not something that happens far away from us. It exists in our homes, kitchens, wardrobes, traditions. It's just that we have become too good at not seeing it. From the slippers we wear to the saris we drape, from the chocolates we enjoy to the cosmetics and toiletries on our shelves, from leather, wool, silk, fur to milk and honey, sold as natural and harmless, animals are not sold to us as victims. They are sold to us as products. A mother becomes milk, a body becomes leather, a life becomes meat. And industries work very hard to make sure we never think beyond that. Supply exists because demand does. Every time we buy a product that comes from animal exploitation, every rupee we spend tells someone, do this again. We see animals feeding us, entertaining us, carrying us, working for us, and after seeing it for generations, we stop asking whether they ever had a chance. That mindset follows animals everywhere. It follows them into temples where elephants are made to bless people. They are trained, often through fear, chains, painful tools, and years of control until obedience replaces freedom. It follows them into weddings, celebrations, where horses are made to carry people for hours, into tourism, where camels are used for rides, into entertainment, where animals perform because they are made to, not because they choose to. We see the blessing, we see the ride, we see the performance, but we rarely see the suffering that made it possible. And perhaps that is what happens whenever an animal becomes useful to us. We stop asking what the animal wants. We start asking what we can take from them. A chicken's wings were not made for a menu. They were made for her life. A cow does not produce milk for you. She produces milk for her baby. Sometimes the truth is incredibly simple, but simple truths become inconvenient when entire industries profit from us not thinking about them. And sometimes animals are sacrificed in the name of rituals, traditions, and ceremonies. A goat does not know it is part of a ritual. It only knows that it wants to live. And I often wonder what these animals want in their final moments. Probably not much. A little water, a chance to sit down and rest, a gentle touch, someone looking at them with kindness instead of ownership, the most basic things. But the reality is that the hands once fed them are often the same hands that sell them, are the same hands that tie them, are the same hands that lead them away, are the same hands that take their lives. So how do we justify betraying someone who trusted us? How do we justify continuing using animals with excuses like words, tradition, taste, convenience, profit, or protein? Sometimes animal exploitation is defended in the name of religion. Can suffering become sacred simply because it is traditional? Can blood become holy simply because it is offered? I find it difficult to believe that any God who created animals would take pleasure in their suffering. The animals are not asking us to save them. They are asking us to stop hurting them. Today on National Animal Rights Day, we remember those animals. and if we truly wish to honor them, let it not end with remembrance. Let it begin with awareness and compassion. Let it be reflected in the choices we make when we leave here today. Because the most meaningful tribute we can offer the animals is not our tears. It is ensuring that fewer animals become victims tomorrow. Thank you.
National Animal Rights Day, June 7th, 2026. Hyderabad, India. That recording is from the Telugu 70mm YouTube channel. The full title on that video is, quote, National Animal Rights Day 2026, Hyderabad, Director Sashi Kiran Tikka, Telugu 70mm, June 7th, 2026. And here's another recording that I'd like to share with our listeners from the National Animal Rights Day held in San Francisco, USA. This is Leah Wilburn. Leah, L-I-A, Wilburn, W-I-L-B-O-U-R-N. National Animal Rights Day 2026, San Francisco. And I have just a little short clip to share of her 12-minute speech.
We must be willing to tell and show the truth of all of it and let ourselves and others be uncomfortable. It is okay. That's where real growth and transformation happens. And in doing so, we also liberate ourselves. What humans do to other animals is the largest, most widespread, longest running, and most ignored injustice and atrocity in history. And we must convey this urgency. We don't need to water down our message and settle for just asking for bigger cages or better treatment. Incremental change will happen regardless, and there is no reforming an inherently cruel and violent system. We make it clear that none of it is better or acceptable, and we unite with a cohesive clarity of message. Zero animal exploitation. Animals are not ours to use. The only humane option is vegan. And being vegan, it is the least that we can do. We must speak up for other animals in the same way that we would want someone to speak up for us if we were in their place. So thank you, all the vegans, and thank you to all the pre-vegans who will decide to change now. And thank you, activists and organizations who boldly advocate for veganism despite the risk of losing followers, supporters, and donations, despite the wealthy funders who want you to stay quiet about the V word and only talk about factory farms, better welfare, and reducing suffering. Each of you has the power to inspire and help transform our world into one of justice, nonviolence, respect, empathy, and freedom for every individual on our shared planet. And in the words of Alice Walker, animals of the world exist for their own reasons. They were not made for humans any more than black people were made for white people or women were created for men. So let's tell that simple truth and act from our highest nature of true compassion and love for our beyond human kin, our fellow earthlings. And never give up. Thank you.
That was an edited short and snippet of Leah Wilburn's speech at National Animal Rights Day, San Francisco, June 7th, 2026. One can visit Leah's video channel for the full speech. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And much thanks to all the activists worldwide. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.